bread to your Caesar. You smoothie me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole latte da. You do the Zumba but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tedline. Father God, we come before you this morning with a heart of thanksgiving. And Father, we thank you for 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was revealed, made manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, so much. Thank you.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washes away. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Yeah, in the present.
answer. Just be honest. What came and made you whole again? Nothing to, come on. Oh, precious. It makes me wild.
Nothing but the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Deadline.
Good morning.
1 Corinthians 11:23-26. For I have received that of the Lord, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. So at this moment, nothing else matters. We focus on Jesus and Jesus alone. So just 2 or 3 minutes of our day to remind, to show us and remind us just how much God loved us. Amen?
Amen.
With our hearts and minds clear, take the cup, take the bread, his body, and raise it up and bless his holy name, for he is worthy, and do eat. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Now take the cup, raise it up, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. The highest praise you can offer him, and do drink. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Death could not hold him. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I'm going to take this time and worship God.
Glory, hallelujah.
I know without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood. I
was the blood.
I know
it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
you, Minister Hill. I know it was the blood. Brothers and sisters, make note of this. This Saturday, what some of you don't know, too, is I also do some personal teaching and mentoring on Saturday mornings. But I've been missing it for the past couple of Saturdays because I've just been so kind of getting it together in a way. But this Saturday, if I'm going to teach that the Gateways after Pastor Michael. I'm going to teach those Gateways Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. If you care to join me on Spreaker Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, I'm going to teach the Gateways. And then Sunday morning, I'm going to teach Unmet Needs, Unresolved Issues on Sunday. Then I'm going to get caught up because there's a lot. I'm a little bit behind in my supernatural how to live and walk and move and operate in the spiritual realm. And some of you, I got to bring up to where some of the other people already are. So Saturday morning, I'm going to do those Gateways. Sunday, I'm going to do the unresolved issues, unmet needs. That should bring me up to date with those two things. And then I'm going to do some extra teaching. But I'm going to also bring, bring on to the tagline, the Evangelist Johnny, probably his wife, and maybe Susan, and maybe Jerry, if he's available. But I want you to talk. I want them to talk. And then I'm going to bring on Krista from up in Kentucky. And then I'm going to bring on Pastor Todd from Christ Fellowship. Because I really want you to be able to live in, move in, operate in, and by and through the heavenly or the supernatural realm of God, because you can do that. And I think that it's vital. I think the teaching is vital so that you can overpower all this witchcraft and all this manifestation of the devil in the supernatural realm, when I know we have more power and authority. So I'm starting Saturday, 9 a.m., and then I'm going into Sunday, and then I'll kind of keep you abreast next week, but I'm going to teach it until it's natural for you, until it's natural for you to help other people, and you don't have to take a lifetime to do it, to overcome Lucifer, who became Satan, devils, demons, witches, sorcerers, and witchcraft. And I may do it on my private line. I have another line that I don't use too often, but I have it, and I've had it for years, that I teach through. Anyway, have those things I asked you to have. Remember, I asked you to get a thesaurus, I asked you to get a strong concordance, and I asked you to get a dictionary and a notebook and a pad. And I might even have a PDF to go along with that teaching, because I've written another book. I haven't put a name to it. I guess it's just going to be Spirits Are Subject Unto You, volume, let's see, I got volume 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It'll be volume 7. So I'm going to go into that book, which I can easily send you a PDF on that one, because it's almost finished, except I got to add one or two chapters, and then my friend is going to just kind of proof it for me. And she flows with me. so she'll know if, you know, I don't want it like the spirits are subject unto you. The people that revised it tried to take the anointing out of it. So I don't even use the revision on that. Because, I mean, it has some anointing on it because God gave it, but I mean the anointing where he can impute it into you. Okay, so, oh, Pastor Michael, you are on here. Can you, text you sent me about what God showed you about the Holy Communion, the supper with him? Can you either get on the blog talk, and I'm going to make sure that Minister Hill gets that. I've just been so busy, I mean really busy, taking us into our future in terms of the TED Line teaching and everything. But if you could post that, I'd appreciate it. Or if you could dial into the blog and say and verbalize it, it'd be even better. So maybe you could dial into the blog and you could give them that the Lord gave you about our Holy Communion. I appreciate it. I would appreciate that a lot. Let me see if I see you over here. I don't see you on the blog. I see you in the Spreaker. So either way, if you could just give that to the Tenliners that you sent me about. It was so good. I'm just so busy. And this morning, I want you to, I'm not going to be on here long. I want you to pray for me. I have a meeting this morning at 9 a.m. with some people that I think are going to be very helpful in terms of getting this message out just unapologetically free in Jesus. Okay, he got the meal. He got the meal. You got the meal. It's posted in the Spreaker. But the blog talk can't see it. So he posted it in the Spreaker. It says, oh, here he is. He'll give it to you himself. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, the call dropped. Dial it back. I don't know what happened. Pastor Michael, dial it back. It dropped. Brothers and sisters, it's all good. It's all good. I'm so excited. I did receive two testimonies. I'm going to post those on just on Unapologetically Free in Jesus. I'm going to post them this week, and I'll be posting them as I get them. So, Pastor Michael, I'm waiting for you to dial back in, please. Brothers and sisters, I am so excited about life. While I'm waiting for him to dial back in, I want you to hear this song, and I want you to pray for me this morning. I got through, but something happened. Can you dial it back? I'll tell you what, it's a way, I've never tried this either. Shannon uses it. I don't really know how it works, but try it one more time. I saw you, and then when I clicked on you, it dropped. So try calling in one more time, please. Brothers and sisters, while I'm waiting, I want you to listen to this song. And this is another song, too, that the chat line sent me. It's perfect. It's perfect. But listen to this one. I like this. I hope you like it.
See.
gets hard, you start to cry. Now you can dry all those tears that come through fear with his supply.
Mike, I got your mic open.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Well, I was preparing for the lesson from Sunday. God started giving me the lesson, and it's just been just listening to the TED line lately. It's just been each one has added to it, increased upon my joy and excitement. And I was in the middle of writing it and completing it. Trying to type and put it all together as quick as God was giving it to me. And he just put into my spirit, you know, when you ever go out to eat out someplace with friends and family, and somebody at the table will just change the atmosphere and speak up and say, put your wallets away, put your purses away. I got this, my treat. And that's what God said to me about communion this morning and about communion every time, is that like is in this text, this meal is on me. I got this one. All the other meals you eat by hand, but this meal, the communion of bread and wine, is on my spirit, by my spirit, and of my spirit. It's my treat. You don't have to even look at the bill. I'm paying.
Hallelujah.
Don't be sorry or ashamed. I got this, so enjoy. And it made me so excited to hear that, because everything that's been gifted to the TED line by the Holy Spirit has just been increasing and mounting up and building up and increasing and full of joy. So good to get this word from God.
Amen. And while we at it, weren't you on the very first 10-9?
I was listening when you told Brother Shannon on Omega Man that you used to have TEDline and that you were going to start it back up, and I remember that conversation very clearly.
Amen. Can you see how we have progressed in the Lord from that day to this day?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
It's awesome, isn't it?
It is. Like a harvest coming to fruition. It's beautiful.
It is so marvelous. The thing I regret, Pastor Michael, is that some of those people jumped ship.
Right.
Some of the people that came on in the beginning, they didn't have the stamina and the patience to go all the way mm-hmm. through, because they thought that somewhere along the line that was all God had. It isn't. Mm-hmm. We can never possess all that God has. All we can possess is what He gives us to possess while we are possessing.
What Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I received that word. The meal is on Jesus. I'm going to give Him the check. Pastor Mike, I'm going to give Him the check. I'm going to give Him the check. I'm not even going
right.
to add to the tip. You hear me? I'm not going to add to the tip, because He got it, and I'm going to let Him have it.
Amen.
Praise God. Brothers and sisters, listen to this B.B. Wynan. Somebody put on here, Lucy put, that's old school. Lucy, I'm old school. Don't you get it? Old school, old thought, old lady. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Michael. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Oh, there it is.
When life gets hard, you start to cry. Now you can dry all those tears that come through fear with His supply. Thank you.
guess what, brothers and sisters? Like I say, oh, okay. It's good to know. We went from where we were, and I know where we are right now. And where we are right now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to play 10 minutes. I want you to do something for me. I want you, did you hear B.B. Winans? He said, when they talk about you, laugh about it. When they don't understand you, laugh about it. When the devil tell you you're going to not make it, laugh about it. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Because laughter does good like a medicine. Now, I want you to listen to this, but I have a request for you. Unless you're at work or driving in your car or something, I want you to sit down. I want you to relax. I want you to take this into your spirit, and I want you to let God show you whatever he needs to show you. You got me? I want you to sit down. I want you to relax. And I want God to show you whatever he's going to show you, because this is where we are right now, okay? Just relax. Listen to this music and let God show you what he wants to show you, or reveal to you what he wants to reveal to you. When this music is over, I'm gone this morning because I have an appointment. Pray for me at 9 o'clock. That God will give me supernatural favor, which I already have because I'm under this open heaven. But I want you to be there too. Very important.
Yeah.
open up your mouths all over this room. Open up heaven, open up heaven. Open up heaven. There's a river of miracles flowing. There's a river of miracles flowing. Say,
there's a river.
Can you say that?
Of miracles flowing.
There's a
river.
Miracle.
Of miracles
flowing.
Flowing.
Say, there's a river.
Yeah.
Headline, praise God. I was reading this chat room as I was listening. I'm going to give you these instructions again. All these things you put in this chat room, you should have been giving to God in this worship. God will turn it around. There are things that are happening in the spirit realm that God is preparing for your blessings and for your furtherance. That's the word I hear, furtherance in Him. Now go back. Give all these things up to God. Forget about this chat until this is finished. You're missing it. Jump in this river. Flow. Everything with the Holy Spirit flows. You got it choppy. You chopping it up. Let it flow. Now let's start over again with BB Winans. Laugh. Why don't you laugh right now? Make yourself laugh. Laugh at the devil. Ha ha ha, devil. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Laugh at him. If he could have destroyed you, you'd already be dead, gone, and destroyed. He can't. So what you do, you're going to jump in the river. You're going to laugh at the devil this morning. And then you're going to flow. Flow. Ted, go. I know you flow. This is my dog, Ted. This is the Ted line dog. She come over here when she heard me. This is what I want you to do. You're going to start out laughing at him. Make yourself laugh this morning. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 devil. Tell him. You have to talk to the devil. You may have hindered me, but you can't stop me. So let's start out laughing at the devil. And then you're going to enter into worship. You're going to give all those hindrances to him this morning. Because you're going to receive the medicine of laughter by way of the Holy Spirit, and you entering into the flow this morning. So here we go again. Oops, it keeps wanting to play this other song. But it ain't gonna happen.
When life gets hard, you start to cry. Now you can dry all those tears that come through fear with His supply. Oh,
Keep us out of that open heaven. Ha, ha, ha.